Thanks for downloading this Joy 94.9 podcast. This is Pop Quiz on Joy.
It's got a long tail.
Like a donkey.
Get ready to match the stars.
Our first contestant tonight.
Hold the recent studio audience. Look at these exciting prizes.
Brand new show, Tired Old Compy.
Thank you, thank you. Hello and welcome to Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9 at our shiny brand new broadcast time of 6 p.m. on Thursday. We're coming to you comfy and pre-recorded from our various quarantine pods across the much maligned state of Victoria. Yep, we are the people that Gladys Berejiklian has warned you all about, but we're keeping it COVID compliant here at Joy 94.9 and we very much hope that you are too. Joy is, of course, Australia's LGBTQIA plus radio station. You've landed here on episode 38 of Pop Quiz. It's our weekly quiz show covering news, popular culture, and some pretty obscure stuff. I'm your host, Dee Mason, and I'm broadcasting today from the newly soundproofed recording facility at Studio Mason in downtown Fitzroy. But the person dinging tonight's giant silver dong is located 7 kilometres away, safely tucked up in a sunny and stylish Footscray factory warehouse that she calls her home office. Unless you happen to be from the council, then it's just called her office. Delighted with the pronouns she and her, and head prefect for Team L, it's Pop Quiz designated survivor, it's Gay Gailey Davidson.
Woo-hoo. Hi, Dee.
Hi, Gailey. Welcome back to Pop Quiz, episode 38. Can you hardly believe it?
No. Can you believe it?
No, I can't, Gail. That's why I asked. This is the part of the show that I normally surprise you and all of us here assembled with a question without notice. I feel that it sets the tone for what we want to establish for the show.
Indeed.
So here it is. Mm. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, a man called Bernard Clemens of London recorded the longest official what?
Fart. Is it correct? That's the first time I've ever got one
of those
right.
That's the first question you've ever got right. Okay, for a bonus point, Gail, would you care guess at the length of the recorded fart to the nearest minute?
Oh, dear. 7 minutes. Yeah.
No, I know what you're referencing. You're referencing the longest recorded human poo, which was 9 meters on the bowling
that
alley.
That was confusing.
From 3 weeks ago. No, it was in fact 2 minutes and 42 seconds. I'm guessing that was a pre-COVID record. We've all had a chance to practice in the last couple of months. And there's a gag in there about it being wind assisted, but I can't be asked making it, Gail. As you know, well, in the tried and true formula of Pop Quiz, it's our aim to pit a human personality from the real and actual world against a Joy Lebrity for the chance to win quite unimpressive prizes from the Pop Quiz gift shop. But tonight, I note, you've sourced for us 2 actual human celebrities, which is how we know that lockdown has gone for too long altogether, as even the celebrities have started picking up the phone to us. So, Gail, tell us, who's our first quarantestant tonight?
Our first quarantestant has been a journalist, cartoonist, advice columnist, radio broadcaster, and author of books including Up the Duff, Babies and Toddlers, and Girl Stuff. She's currently writing a book on the history of bonkers advice to women, of which there has been much, we feel. When growing up, she wanted to be an archaeologist's chauffeur, but sadly had to fall back on journalism. As a cadet reporter, she interviewed the artist Jeffrey Smart, who told her to charge money every time she had sex. And we would be remiss for not finding out the current price. Her hobbies include reading books about tiaras and eating toast. Hailing from the suburbs of Melbourne, running around quite happily with the pronouns she and her, and identifying as an ally up anyone's alley, it's the one and very only Kaz Cook.
Woohoo!
Thanks, Gay Gailey.
Thanks, Kaz.
And welcome, Kaz, for coming along to Pop Quiz, first time. Taking on Kaz tonight is a writer, producer and performer who started her funny life around the many comedy traps of Melbourne, where she was asked to show her bosom by helpful audience members more times than she cares to remember. She was a cast member of successful locally produced comedy shows Fast Forward, Full Frontal and The Games. She co-created, wrote and produced the television series Big Girl's Blouse, and with her longtime collaborator Jane Turner, created, wrote and produced Kath and Kim also playing Kimberly Diane Cragney Day and Pudding the Trude in Prue and Trude, rolling with the pronouns she and her, and self-identifying as a massive community ally. She's comedy royalty. Look at my ploys. It's Gina Riley.
Hello. I can't believe I'm on the show. First-time contestant.
Literally, nobody can believe either of you are on the show, which is great. So, thanks so much for coming along. Sorry that we can't be in the studio together, but we appreciate it's more likely this way for us. So, hooray for Coves. Gina, I was in – you might not remember me from this, but I was in the audience at the Gay Games opening ceremony in Sydney.
Yes.
And you – and Jane came out as Kath and Kim. This is before it was actually aired on television, so nobody knew what on earth you were doing. And I turned to my friend at the time and I said, that's not going to work. So it's no surprise to me that I'm running a community radio show and you're Gina Riley.
You're right on the money. Of course, you have been in some of my work as well. You were in Big Girls.
I was. That's right. One small scene. That's true. Kaz, have you fallen into the sourdough trap of COVID?
Oh, my God. I've made pizza, bagels, scones, and then my daughter was diagnosed as gluten intolerant. Only came out from this. So there you go.
Oh, maybe a little bit too much of all the.
Yeah, you might have overdone
way
it.
Too much of it all. I'm drinking myself, you know, consciously every night loving it.
This is a safe place. You can share.
Yeah. Nobody's going to hear this.
You know that you can make crumpets out of the scrud off the top of the sourdough starter. I know this from personal experience.
It's not called scrud, is it?
It might be. Scrud, scrotum, something like that. Kaza.
Is that a mother, sourdough starter?
Oh,
yes.
Your mother dad.
It's something. A total mother.
it's a full mother. Mrs. Cook, what's the most COVID thing you have done in lockdown?
Oh. I think re-examined my entire life and found it wanting.
Okay.
It would be the signature move of COVID, wouldn't it?
It was just this afternoon, by the way.
Hands up anybody who's re-examined their entire life and found it not yet wanting. I don't think that's happened to any of us.
I've also been discovering the various hues of gin.
Okay. I'm the
right
idiot.
Through to blackout.
I'm the idiot that went booze-free just before we went into lockdown. So I've remained without alcohol. It is a miracle for those amongst us who know me.
I know.
Is there truth, Kaz, to the rumour that COVID is the best thing in the world for all authors?
No.
Next question.
Next question.
This is entirely unfair to people who are actually doing manual labour. Mm. But right now, writing to me feels like physically moving paragraphs around and creating words and toting that bale to the other bit where they're really supposed to be. But you can't complain about being a writer. That's not on.
The new book has been titled, has it not?
Well, I haven't decided, so suggestions welcome at this point, let me tell you. But if you're a woman, you're doing it wrong.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Front runner at this point for advice to women over several centuries.
That is excellent.
If a woman does something in the forest, is it still wrong? Should we go with that?
Yes,
that's
it is.
Right.
Does anybody care?
Yeah.
I certainly won't be giving her the credit for any of the forest work.
Will the tree fall on her? Yep.
I have two questions.
Go,
One
Gail.
Is it really 20 years of Kath and Kim? Is that true?
It actually isn't. I told you.
All right.
Look, I'm going to say it's 20 years since Jane and I sat down and started writing it.
We're
going to be singing out this 20 years, and then
absolutely. Because it was on the Kath and Kim show came after Kath and Kim was invented on.
Kath and Kim was invented on Big Girls Blouse.
Big Girls Blouse, yeah.
And then we did it on a show called Something Stupid that we did.
Yeah.
And then Jane and I decided to we just could talk in those, we just knew those characters and we could just write and write and write and write. And we went, we may as well write them because, you know.
Yes.
If I have, yeah.
It was a better idea.
Gail, follow-up question.
Even if it's close to 20 years, I can't believe that. My other question goes to our other guest is, what are you currently charging for sex, asking for a friend?
Oh, look, I really don't think that's a fair commercial in confidence question, but I will tell you that cumulatively over the years I'm up to $2.75.
Oh, dear. Hope you've got that tucked away somewhere safe.
That's $2.50 a go, I reckon. Anyway.
there was that one time.
I just wanted to say, Gina, I have been watching back snippets of the games on YouTube, which I think is the only place we can find it. I don't think it's streaming on any of the services. And it's better than ever. I recommend everybody go back and look at the games if you can find it anywhere. Get out the old box set. It really has stood up. It's brilliant. Love it. And
I'm
wasn't
do that too. I haven't watched it for a while.
Just to see the beautiful.
And I will say the website MrJohnClark.com.
Oh, he's got it. Okay. Well,
excellent.
Just seeing John Clark's work again and watching the interaction between you and he, it's brilliant. He is such a beautiful performer and writer. And yes. And just seeing him again, it's just so moving. Anyway, okay, Gay Gailey, you are the official Joy 94.9 pop quiz adjudicator in isolation. For the love of God, how is all this going to work?
It's going to go like a bought one, D. There are four rounds. We'll explain it all as we go along. Each round will start and end with this sound. Can't find it. Hang on. Each round will start and end with this sound. You can buzz in at any time, but if your answer is incorrect, your opponent will hear the rest of the question and have the chance to steal the point. The winner goes home with our prize du jour.
Prize du jour, Gail. That sounds like a good time to prize open the doors of the Pop Queers gift shop. Tell us, what's our lucky winner going home with tonight?
Dee, with such special guests, we had to open the hidden safe deep in the Pop Queers gift shop and pull out a treasure. This is possibly the most unappealing thing I have ever seen, and I have seen things. This item is alleged to be a jewellery holder. It's a small model of the female form. Atop the neck is either an acorn or the gnawed remains of her actual head. She's wearing a furry tube top which sits just below the nipple line, artfully paired with distressed flared jeans and a braided belt. There are three metal prongs piercing her chest to hang your jewels on, and at her feet, a phone holder to suit a 1992 Nokia flip phone. Somebody designed and manufactured that, and now you have to fight for it. You're welcome.
I wasn't excited before.
Gail, you've done it again. Gina Riley, room for that in your life, your home?
Oh, is there room? With all my jewellery. I'm such a jewellery girl, as you can see.
Kaz, you'd have a 1992 Nokia flip phone still in commission?
Well, I don't, Dee, but that is quite the item, even though it does look like the remains of a 15th century mermaid shrunk down. Yeah. So, look, it's on, Riley. We'll see who takes that home.
Come on, smack
I
talk.
I do love a bit of smack talk there. Right, so it is time to test our buzzers. And if isolation has told us anything, it's that homemade buzzers don't work. We tried it. Remember the early days, Gail, in COVID times?
I do.
So for tonight's episode, you will raise your hand when you know the answer and Gail will call your name. Kaz Cook, when you know the answer, you will do this.
Kaz.
Gina Riley, when you know the answer, you will do this. Gina, go for it.
Oh,
good.
Gina. This is going to go beautifully.
Oh, it's going
so far, so good.
Okay. And the winner is?
Excellent.
Gailey, it is time to get your dong out and ding it till it's red because it's time for round one.
Round one is news of the week or thereabouts. Buzz in and win 1 point for each correct answer. You have 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you can. Say good morning, Moscow, when your time starts.
Now, which tennis world number one has tested positive for COVID?
Gina.
Novak Djokovic.
Yes.
Which state has extended the lockdown restrictions which were meant to ease?
Gina.
God, she's quick. Victoria.
Correct.
Question three. Mel Gibson denies allegations of making homophobic and anti-Semitic remarks to who?
Oh, I'm afraid Riley had it.
Winona Ryder.
Correct. Maybe get your hand just out of shot there.
Oh, I've got it right here. That's what you've got to do. Win.
Which ex-footballer has parted ways with Channel 9 after 35 years?
Kazza.
I'm sorry to have to say this, but Sam Newman.
Yeah, what a very long 35 years it's been too.
What was the nickname of former High Court judge Dyson Heydon, who was...
Oh, Gina knows it too, I can tell.
Dirty Dyson.
Dirty Dyson.
And Sam D. Heydon.
Yes, you got both of them. That was excellent. Great. Feel good about our High Court judges. Well done.
Question 7. Four of the shows of which Australian comedian have been taken off streaming services due...
Kazza.
Chris Lilley.
Correct. Summer Heights High, Can We Be Heroes, We Can Be Heroes, Jonah from Tonga, and Angry Boys. Well done.
Which High School Musical star has reportedly been waiting out the pandemic in Byron Bay?
Gina.
Zac Efron.
That's correct.
How do you know that?
Can't help
you. Amazing.
I don't know how I know that.
It is 10 years this week since Julia Gillard became Prime Minister. What law firm did she work for earlier in her career?
It's one we all know.
Thinking Anne McGarvey.
Lesbian law firms for the win.
Yeah. Incorrect. Gina, you got anything there?
Something and no. Something.
Something and something.
And
Merkin and Merkin.
Yes,
that's Merkin right. And Merkin is great but not correct. It's Slater and Gordon.
This will be a great ad for Slater and Gordon at some point. And, yeah.
Yeah.
Question 10.
Come on down to Merkin and Merkin. Yeah.
Question 10. The guitar of which US artist sold for $8.8 million this week?
Gina.
Kurt Cobain.
That is correct.
Final question. Which UK actor and cabaret icon has been announced as the director of the Adelaide Cabaret Festival?
We love him. He's Scottish. He starred as the MC, Kazza.
Oh, I'm sorry. I put my hand up before you said Scottish and I can't go Paul Capsis, can I?
No. Mrs. Raleigh, you're going to burst if I don't ask you.
Alan Cumming?
Is it? How amazing.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
Gailey, that brings us to the end of round one. How are the? Are you keeping your tally over there in the
factory? Look, it's very tight. I have the official pop quiz scoreboard here, and I think you'll find Gina Raleigh is on 7, and Kaz is keeping her Tinder dry on 2.
Oh, the shame!
I did not expect that.
No, can I just remind you what you're fighting for? No.
Well. That's what's bearing on.
I will say, if any more answers are Zac Efron, we might as well wrap it up now.
When in doubt, say Zac Efron.
Oh, it's early in the game. Gailey, I think it's time to push on with round two.
Round two is our culture segment, and our intel reveals that the contestants are both avid Project Runway fans, so we are going to make it work with questions about the reality fashion phenomenon. 1 point for each correct answer. Time to run something up your flagpole when your time starts.
Now, in season 7, the challenge Hardware required designers to get materials from what kind of store? Hardware.
Kazza?
Am I going to go backwards if I say Hardware?
No, you're going to go forwards because that is correct.
Excellent. Who is known for saying, make it work?
Gina.
Kim Gunn.
Correct.
What is the name of the store that the contestants frequent to purchase?
Kazza.
Murd.
Murd is correct.
How does a Project Runway contestant get immunity?
Gina.
By winning.
Yes, the challenge.
That was an emotional answer.
Sorry. We've tapped into something there for Gina. This is going to be too much for you. It's triggering, I know.
Which host was married to singer Seal until 2012?
Gina.
Heidi Klum.
Heidi.
Correct.
Klum. What scandal in season 3 saw contestant Keith Michael asked to leave? Make up a scandal.
Kazza.
Was he the one that had the pattern books under his bed?
Correct.
Wow.
He had what outside help, which was a pattern book, and he left and looked up things on the internet.
Which
Can't
guest,
believe it.
Which guest judge filmed her cameo in the same week she filed for divorce from Tom Cruise?
Gina.
Say Katie Holmes?
Correct. Wasn't Nicole Kidman, was it?
No, he had one before her too.
Did he? Oh.
Yeah.
Mini driver.
What skin condition does host Tim Gunn suffer from? Skin condition.
Gina.
I have no idea. Is it rosacea?
No, it's not.
Kaz for the steel.
I don't believe I'm saying it like this, but I'm going to go with psoriasis.
And you would be right.
Psoriasis for the win.
Yeah.
Which contestant became known for saying fierce?
Gina.
Christian Siriano.
Wow. Too fast. That right.
You know, I was writing these questions going, I don't know any of these answers.
I've never seen the show.
This is he was only 21 when he won the whole thing.
One question left. In season 6, designers had to make a dress for guest judge and Blue Lagoon actress who?
Gina.
Shields, I imagine.
Correct.
It was either her or the lagoon. Who else was in the movie?
Wow, I feel that Kazza really made leaps and bounds in that round, Gail. Tell us, how are we going at the end of round 2?
Absolutely. Kazza doubled her previous score and came up to 6. Mrs. Riley is out in front on 13.
Oh, Lordy!
If you have just joined us, I think it's fair to say you've missed approximately half the fun. This is episode 38 of Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. I'm your host, Dee Mason, and I'm joined by Joy's chief adjudicator, Gagaley Davidson. We're halfway through the battle between two of Melbourne's most loved human identities, Kaz Cook, journalist, cartoonist, and author of a bunch of books, including Girls Stuff 13+, The Must-Have Girl's Guide to the Teen Years, fully revised and updated 2020 edition, which is available in actual bookshops, or can be purchased via online via kazcook.com.au, and That Dark-Haired One from Kath and Kim. Now, Gail, it's time to push on with round 3.
We're mixing it up with a multiple choice round. You'll each be asked your own set of questions, so unhand your hands up. God. We've put together a mix of carefully curated questions on random matters that you both specialise in, maybe just not at the same time. Win a point for each correct answer. Gina Riley won the toss and has elected to answer first. Some second best friend you turned out to be when your time starts.
Now, questions for Gina. Finish this line from Chicago. Pop, 6, squish, Cicero. Is it A, cross stitch, B, Lipschitz, or C, sandwich?
Lipschitz.
That is correct.
Question 2. In sewing and haberdashery, what is the name given to small objects or accessories? Are they A, motions, B, potions, or C, notions? small objects or... Look, at Kazza knows it. I can tell. I can see it in her eyes. Motions, potions, or notions? C, notions?
They are notions.
Oh,
correct.
Question 3. What is the APGAR score? APGAR. What is the APGAR score? Is it A, a measure of a baby's condition after birth, B, an outdated gauge of baby's skin colour and ethnicity, or C, a measure of a baby's head size at 1 month old? The APGAR score.
A.
You are correct.
Measure of a baby's condition after birth.
Question four.
In Kath and Kim, what was the name of the twins Brett has an affair with? Was it A, Bobsy, B, Bolton, or C, Bublé? The Bobsy
Carly
twins.
Carly and Benny Bolton.
The Bolton twins.
That is correct. Oh, you are a fan, aren't you?
I am.
Question 5. Final question for Gina Riley. In Girls Stuff, your full-on guide to teen years, Kaz advises that a guy who doesn't particularly care whose mouth he puts his penis into is A, likely to increase his chances of passing on an STD, B, may get it bitten off, or C, may get elected to public office.
All of them are relevant, but I'll go with A.
Oh, you're so good.
Is that five?
That knows me well.
A clean sweep.
Clean sweep for Riley. Nice. Questions for you.
Yeah, I'm in trouble now.
Questions for you, Kaz Cook. Finish this line from Chicago. So I took the shotgun off the wall and I fired two warning shots into what? Was it A, the pool, B, my foot, or C, his head? Where did the warning shots go?
C, his head.
C, correct.
Great line. Beautiful line.
I know.
Beautiful line. Well delivered.
Words to live by, ladies.
Question two.
I feel as though the theme is developing. But sorry, go on, Dave.
Tim Gunn dislikes what word to describe a fresh new look? Does he hate A, modern, B, good, or C, nice? Tim Gunn hates it. Modern, good, or nice?
I'm going to go with nice.
It is, in fact, modern.
He hates
modern.
Don't
call it modern.
Question three. What is an infant aurium? Is it A, a mythical place parents say that babies come from, B, an exhibit of babies in incubators at an amusement park, or C, the factory that robots are made, an infant aurium?
It is remarkably B, babies exhibited in incubators to raise money.
That's correct. The inventor of the incubator. They couldn't afford it at the hospital, so they put it down in the amusement park and charged people to go and see the babies.
Is this in the 50s?
Let's go to Coney Island and see the infants.
Yes. Right. 1912, Minneapolis. Oh,
okay. I was going to say it seems an old-fashioned notion. In the Kath and Kim code, what is the name of the dance group Kath and Kel belong to? Is it A, the Pop and Locks, B, the Snappy Taps, or C, the Jazzy Bees? Pop and Locks, Snappy Taps.
It could have been any of them. But I feel a certain frisson at Jazzy Bees.
Hang on to that frisson because it is correct.
Wow. Coming back
very
hard.
Yes, that was a deep dive. Well done.
Final question for you, Kaz Cook. In the cartoon, in the sex chapter of Girl Stuff, what is the boy saying to the young woman? A, can I put my hot dog in your bun? B, if you don't have sex with me, my testicles will fall off. Or C, please help me with this stiffy.
Well, I'm re-examining my entire cartoon career now. But I will go with B again.
That is correct.
But if you don't have sex with me...
The young woman replies, you can start a juggling act. But yes, you're right. Hooray!
You probably need to put those two sentences closer together, like in a cartoon or something, to make that work. But.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, Gail, that brings us to the end of round three. What are the scores looking like?
Kaz has jumped to double digits. She's on 10. Gina Riley is out in front and 18.
Oh,
can you believe it?
What's the word in football? Is it walkover?
Bollocking. Rigged. I think bollocking. Gailey, that brings us to the start of round four.
We're back in the hands up for round four this week when we dive into the wonderful world of Google. Fill in the blank on these Google search terms to win a point. You're not a freckle, you're a mole when your time starts.
Now, should I start a blank?
Kaz?
Reading group?
Incorrect.
Gina? I'm 900 years old.
Gina, any
we're
ideas?
We're doing it, Gina. We're doing it.
Oh, we're doing
but
it.
I reckon that's what the answer is.
Captain Kim fan club.
Also incorrect.
Yeah.
The answer is YouTube channel.
I would have thought podcast. No.
The answer is actually no, you should never. If you're asking that question.
People type this in. What is a prince blank? Some people like to go and get a prince blank.
Kaz.
Albert.
Correct. And for those of you who are Googling that right now, it's jewellery for your peignoir.
How did Gina Riley and blank meet? People want to know.
Gina.
Magda Szubanski.
Incorrect. Kaz.
Jane Turner.
Correct. I believe the answer is at a strip club.
What does up the blank mean? Correct. Up the blank.
Kaz?
Duff.
Correct. The top result came back with a picture of a Christmas pudding, and I don't know why, but do go on.
Question five. Do dogs blank?
I mean, it's wide open, really, isn't it? Gina?
Dream.
That is correct.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really? I was going to say punctuate.
I was going to say shed. Is Kath and Kim on blank? Everyone wants to know.
Gina?
Netflix.
Correct. And the answer is?
Yes.
Correct.
Anytime you like.
How, people have asked this, how to blank Hermione? How to blank...
Okay. Has.
Pronounce.
Incorrect.
Oh, get out.
But close. Gina?
Or?
No. How to spell Hermione.
But you've got
Hermione
to spell it
Hermione was a modern girl before she was a wizard.
You've got to spell it to ask it. That's the weird thing.
I know. That's the weird thing.
From May 2020, what is the deal with five blank?
G?
Correct.
Gina G.
And the deal is it causes coronavirus. Yeah.
Two questions remaining. Question 10. What is worse than blank?
Gina?
Adam Somurek?
No, incorrect.
One for the Victorian political aficionados.
What is worse than
blank? Kaz Cook for the steal.
Sam Newman.
Oh, nothing's worse than that. What is worse than death? The top answer is loss of dignity, but I can testify that's not the case.
That's right.
Dignity.
I think we all know that now.
There we go.
Final question for all yous ladies. Can Jesus microwave a blank? I don't get this.
I feel like that we're doing this in another language. I got nothing.
Can Jesus microwave a blank?
Gina.
Exactly from.
It was worth a try. Jesus probably could. The answer is burrito, which seems to be some sort of search meme, possibly started by a stoned guy, but I don't know.
Oh, that is just ridiculous. Well, can I just say that was brilliant. I mean, things must be tight and terrific over there, Gail. That brings us to round four, Gail. Nail-biting stuff, but while you're tallying up the final scores, we've got some announcements from these guys.
Hi, it's Gina Riley here, and Trude. Hi, how are you going? I'm a huge fan of pop quiz. You know, I went to boarding school, I know what it's all about. It's on Joy 94.9.
This is Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. We're at the pointy end of the show. Are we in a position legally, Gail, to anoint a winner, or am I required to break the glass seal on the tiebreaker question yet again?
Dee, we've clicked and clacked, and it appears we do, in fact, have a winner. Kaz Cook came all the way up to 12, which was amazing. But Gina Riley out in front on 21 and is now the proud owner of a terribly ugly jewellery holder.
Oh, Gina, woo-hoo! Congratulations to you, darling. Oh,
she's tearing
up. How do you feel, Gina?
Yeah, what is second prize?
Not having to take this.
We look forward to seeing photos on our Facebook page of Gina Riley clutching the trophy. That is sadly all we have time for. Big congratulations to both of our contestants. Thanks to Kaz Cook. Do keep an eye out for Kaz's new book about the history of bonkers advice given to women. Please do feel free to email her, certainly via her website, to give her a suggested title for the book. Thanks for the Thanks to the lovely Gina Riley. Shout out to Gay Gailey, the official Pop Quiz adjudicator, to our long-suffering podcaster, the very silent James Holt. I've been Dee Mason. Please, please look after yourselves and the ones you love. Gail and I will see you back here next week. Same new pop time, same old pop station. It's Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. You've been listening to Pop Quiz, the podcast on Joy 94.9. You can catch us every Thursday night, 6:30 on Joy 94.9.